Remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Right.
Thanks, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the CWG call on the 29th of September. On the line today, we have John Berard, Jonathan Robinson, and Jamie Wagner on Adobe. Of staff, we have Margie Milam and myself, Natalie Peregrine. And we have apologies from Liz Gaston. I would ask you to please speak your name before speaking before option purposes. Thank you very much. You may begin.
Hi, it's Jonathan Robinson. Thank you very much to you, Adam, for facilitating this, and to John, my loyal colleague and participant. Jamie's asked if we could call his cell phone. Is that a realistic possibility? I guess I could Skype out to him.
Jonathan, and we'll get Natalie to do that. Natalie, can you follow up with the operators to do that?
No problem at all. Thank you.
See, she swooped right in.
Oh, here comes Wendy. That's great. All right. So I wonder if we should just hold fire for a minute or two, but... John, essentially, just by way of a kind of apology and explanation, I've been somewhat fantastically busy the last 10 days or so, and I had really hoped to get this, and it turns out these changes are so minor to the list, and ideally get that this approved on list to submit as a motion for the next GSO meeting, because I feel that sort of formally constituting this group and getting the motion under our belts was something that is necessary and could easily be done. And unfortunately, we've missed the deadline by 24 hours or something. It was yesterday was the deadline. It may not even be 24 hours. So Margie's going to reach out to the GSO and see if they'll accept a deadline, a motion late by one day. And they rightly are sticklers for process, given that would like to get this done. I think it would enable us to have a better a platform from which to work, A, on the next call, and B, at the Dakar meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much... What I'd love to... I mean, really, the minor changes I've suggested are simply making sure that it's clear this is a drafting team, not a working group, and I felt that was just slightly ambiguous from the way the charter was drafted. And also accommodating Jamie's point from the last meeting, saying that we would concentrate on the effect of chartering, since that seems to be the key point, but ideally cover off functioning and utilization of the groups as well. So I softened it very slightly I don't know if you've got any thoughts or comments on that, or if you feel it's acceptable as it stands. It's up on the Adobe now.
Yeah, no, my concern off our last call was that we made it seem as if we were creating a cross-constituency working group, when in fact we are really just representing the GNSO Council as it seeks to figure out how it can operate in a cross-constituency working group environment. And so the notion of it being a drafting team is good. It is a GNSO-driven drafting team. So I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm looking
right
at the motions now before the council, and I'm just wondering, Margie, you've been at this longer than I have. Is anybody, I mean, looking at the United States Congress as a role model, where they will attach all kinds of stuff to bills flying through the Congress? Is there any chance that we could offer up this charter as a friendly motion to an unrelated motion?
This is Wendy, and I've often thought that would be fun to do.
Why are you laughing?
No, I'm not aware that it would happen, and I, imagine that Stefan wouldn't like that, and it ultimately is probably his call. I did send an email to the chairs list to see if they – if there's a way of just waiving the deadline for at least administrative motions, and I'll let you know if I get an answer before the call is up.
All right.
Great. So
Wendy, if you ever want to partner on something as anarchistic as that, let me know, will you?
I once moved Blob, but I didn't get a seconder, so I got to try that again before the Dakar meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so Jamie's with us now, which is great. Wendy's with us now. So just to recap a moment there. Guys, I was as responsible as anyone, if not solely responsible, for not getting a revised, and the revisions are minor, version of the draft drafting team chart up. I wouldn't mind if you'd take a quick look at it. And unfortunately, we missed the GNSA Council deadline, which you possibly picked up a discussion of. We're going to, with Margie's help, try and get this into the next meeting, because I feel we're a bit lame without this, and I'd like to get it formalized, put through the GNSO, and use the next call plus our meeting in Dakar to really make a little bit of progress on all this. So that's where it's at. So whether we get the motion through or not, get the motion posted for the next council meeting, which is now 7 days away, I'd like to just be sure that I've got your support and or comments on the dotting team chart as it now stands. And you'll see the red line version in front of you. I've really made it clear that this is a drafting team. It's a GNSO drafting team. It's not a cross-community working group, and in fact, it's not a working group, although it will follow working group guidelines. And second key change is that I've accommodated Jamie's point that we not entirely, I haven't restricted it to chartering, but suggested that we see that as our minimum achievement, if you like, a minimum threshold for success. That's down under objectives and goals. And then finally, I guess I'd highlight, although it's not strictly a change, that under membership criteria, we've kept it wide open. So although we haven't made this a cross-community working group or cross-community team as such, we've made it wide open. And I feel this chart, if we can get it out, allows us to then advertise and bring people in either to the next call or certainly at Dakar. So that's really what I'm trying to achieve with this. Any comments or thoughts on that?
I'm on board with that. This is John.
Great.
I am in full agreement.
Jamie. Wonderful, Jack. Thanks. All right. Wendy, I'll take silence as not disagreeing, but by all means chip in at any point if you would like to. So having done that, we've effectively got a charter that we can put before the council, and like I say, this is agenda item 2 now. You'll see in your top right, if at all possible, we'll put that in as a motion for the next meeting.
Right. You know, really, Jonathan, this is John. Might I suggest, seeing as how this is going to leak into Dakar, Jeff Newman is putting together the schedule for our meetings in Dakar, and it looks like we're going to be putting more emphasis on public comment, perhaps even at the front end of the meeting. And I'm wondering, as he considers the items to post for public comment at the start of our public meeting, if this notion of the cross-community working group might not be a good one to include. It would certainly support the efforts of the small group of us working to re-energize those meetings. It's an opportunity for members of the community to get involved ahead of things, and it is an issue that's not going away, and, you know, it's going to require the entire community to participate, sign off on, or stand silent in front of. So maybe if you could pass the suggestion along to Jeff that he include this in the public comment portion of the meeting.
Yeah, John, that's a great idea, and I think that we touched on this in the last call. And what we talked about was that and or a specific slot for this at the meeting, which was notionally which we would sort of put forward for as the Thursday morning. Largely, I don't know if we've got any further with that, a dedicated slot.
Yes, Jonathan, it's Margie. Yes, it looks like I do have us in on Thursday morning from 8:30 to 10. And also, just so you know, I believe we'll be having another internal call with the GNSO leaders, I think, on Monday. So I can also raise this as a topic there if you'd like me to have that be an additional item for that public part of the GNSO Council meeting.
Well, you know, I was wondering, and I'd like some input on this from anyone on the call, but I was wondering whether these were mutually exclusive slots or whether there's a way in which we couldn't have both, given how the combination of how relatively important this seems to be and yet how little progress made to date. My slight worry is that we'll end up with sort of repetition in both slots if they're that close together. But any thoughts or comments on how these might work together, as taking John's suggestion and knowing now what we've heard from Margie, that there is a slot set aside for us on Thursday morning. Any thoughts or comments about how these two might work together?
Well, this is John. I would think that the 90-minute session would be the more substantive of the two, and that the public comment would be the more theatrical of the two. I can accommodate those as, you know, complementary efforts. In fact, it would be pretty interesting if the first person to comment at the public comment period was you, Jonathan, to talk a bit about where we were and then have people respond to it. I mean, I think that's pretty much what Jeff is intending, having somebody offer the setup and then comment on a handful, maybe two, three, or four issues at the front end of the meeting. But that would be my approach. I mean, I don't think, and I realize this being taped, I think the public comment period is going to, by design, be less substantive than the 90-minute session on Thursday.
Great. Jamie, I think I've just got your chat agreeing with that, so that these are, I hope I haven't misinterpreted that, that these are complementary sessions. I like that. And then, see, for me, what's attractive about that is, well, we could, Margie can do as she suggests, is raise this up with the I'm not sure who that is, Margie. It's people organizing. It's with the, when you say the chairs, it's the two vice chairs and the chair, is it?
Yeah, and staff. So we usually have meetings, and we will have one before the for planning for the October 6th meeting. But we'll get on a call for an hour on Monday with Stefan and Jeff and Mary, and then ICANN staff to kind of work out logistics. So that's why I can raise it then.
Great. So I can see something shaping up then. It looks to me like we could run that, include that as part of the public comment. What day is that? Is that the Tuesday? No, that Tuesday is stakeholder groups. What day would we be having that public comment session?
That would be Wednesday at the open session.
So that's a day before the
right.
Substantive session, or as we called it there. So that would work really, really quite well. And then what I would suggest we do is we take, I'd like to try and emphasize as much as possible to get this motion through would be great, to get this draft, working team charter on and through, because that would, I mean, it's not absolutely vital, but it would let us use the next telephone call, which is the only one other one we have before Dakar, to really discuss. I'll post something and we can try and do something on beforehand, but to try and put some shape on both the public comment session, what we might want to say in that, and the Thursday morning session, which I think could be progress. I would at least feel that we'd made some progress then.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if Margie is successful and we wind up getting the motion approved on some expedited basis, then maybe it takes it out of the public comment period.
I see. I had misunderstood that slightly. I was thinking that we got the charter in place, and then we took public comment on the issue rather than on feedback into the objectives and goals of the group rather than on the charter itself. So my opinion is that, save for the fact that it's only a GNSO work drafting team rather than some kind of cross-constituency group, there's nothing particularly controversial about the charter. Now, the message I've got, I think, on balance is that the GNSO group, even though there have been some voices saying, well, why don't you make it wider in the first instance because you're in danger of going down the GNSO route. But I think it's a very wide open. When I look at the membership criteria, we were absolutely unrestricted. It's just that ultimately the output is that of the GNSO drafting team. So I guess that first session can be one of two. It's either input into the charter or input into the work of the group itself, the drafting team itself.
Right.
Jamie, Margie, when you say we could invite representatives, are we talking to the open sessions? Yeah, exactly. Certainly for the Thursday morning session. I mean, for me, that's why I'm so keen to get the drafting team charter out, because I feel it sort of empowers us then. Because if you look at our membership criteria, we're saying a publication of an announcement is the distribution of GNSO stakeholders. So we could really just give us a little bit of momentum to start to advertise participation at either the public comment session or the drafting team meeting on the Thursday morning.
Well, I just realized that when I was talking to you. I think the Margie's idea is excellent. We could invite make a strong point of openness in this invitation. This is Jamie.
Wait, Jamie, just to be crystal clear, so I don't misunderstand anything. Are you talking about to the Wednesday session or the Thursday session or both?
The Thursday session, the closest, the more closed one, I think, we could invite, I think we could invite to both the leadership of other SOs and ICs, but I don't think they will be able. The reality is that our open session didn't get much attention, generally the open session is at the end of the communication, at the end of the meeting. So I think I would like to stress the invitation for the more closing Thursday meeting.
Okay, Jamie, I'm with you on that. Just to on a point of clarification first, as far as I understand it, this open session is being pushed to the front of the meeting now, specifically to improve participation in the open session. But nevertheless, I'm with you and very supportive in agreement making the Thursday session as open and well publicized for its openness as possible.
Yeah. But I don't know if I made myself clear. I think we should invite leadership and membership to both sessions, but stress the invitation to the Thursday meeting.
Yeah, I think you did make yourself clear, and I'm certainly in agreement with you on that. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I know that's a short call, but that covers what I was hoping to achieve.
Can I jump in with one?
Yes, Wendy, and then Jamie.
So I'm looking at the drafting team charter as it is on the screen here, and I wonder whether our objectives and goals could be clarified where we say that DT aims to develop a common understanding. Among whom do we intend to develop that common understanding? Is it among GNSO or is this itself a cross-community team? And pardon me if I've missed previous clarifications to that.
No, this is John. I think that's a good one to make, Wendy. I mean, I think our work here is designed to give clarity to the GNSO point of view. And once we do, we would intend to offer it up for comment from the entire community in hopes that it could be the basis for the policies on how cross-constituency working groups could be undertaken.
Well, how about this, guys?
Is that okay, Wendy? I mean,
I agree with that, and so I would put in a common understanding within GNSO to that objective.
But I'd also then add that it's our hope that once gained, that we would offer it up for community-wide comment in hopes that it could serve as a framework for community for real cross-community working group policies.
Yeah, I thought, John, you said some words a moment ago that I found attractive, because really you said, and I think it's what Wendy wants to achieve as well, if we could say something along the lines of this: the drafting team aims to, for some reason I'm not feeling particularly eloquent, but essentially gel the GNSO perspective as a basis for developing a common understanding. So we make it clear that although we're only working with the GNSO perspective, we very much see this as a step in the direction of a broader community common understanding. It doesn't presume that where we get to is the common understanding, but it's the first step in developing that.
Well, this is John again. I can't deny what I said because it's on tape, which I guess also gives us the opportunity to play it back and maybe steal some of it. Margie, Natalie, is that something that we can call upon you to do in terms of making that adjustment? Do you understand what we're saying?
Well, the problem is I think it take a little bit of time, and we wanted to get this done right after the call. So if you want to play with the words now and give me language, that's probably the best thing to do.
All right. What pieces, what part of this document are we needing to change, Wendy, or adjust?
So
mission and scope?
I'm looking at objectives and goals.
Okay.
And in particular, I think that limiting the scope that we start with to GNSO will actually help us to get in get work done here without sort of constantly going up to the meta level of, do we have the right participants to hold this discussion? And I think if we can find a unified view among GNSO, then that's an excellent place to start building consensus with other groups. And I think.
But Wendy, would you be happy with what I suggested, which is along the lines of the drafting team aims to clarify the GNSO perspective as a basis for developing a common understanding of us.
Jonathan, I hate to step on that, but the way you've said it makes it seem like we're going to decide what to do and then it's going to be imprinted on everybody else.
Okay, so
I think we are, if I look at the mission and scope, the GNSO Cross Community Working Group drafting team will be responsible for developing a GNSO approved approach to working with groups jointly chartered by other ICANN sporting organizations, advisory committees, along with the as well as the GNSO. It is the GNSO policy can then serve as a platform for a cross-community discussion. So rather than saying we're going to cook it up and you guys are going to eat it, we're saying we're going to cook it up and you can order it if you like.
Yeah. Jamie.
This is Jamie. May I jump in? John, I think we already have the platform, as we have the our platform to approach working groups in general is for the GNSO working group, and this is the very platform from where we are starting. So I would say that what we would bring now is not a new platform, but a GNSO perspective of what would be we cannot say that we will say to others which is the common understanding, but we will bring up our perspective of what should be or would be a minimum common understanding. This is the idea I understood from what Jonathan was saying. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Hello?
Anybody else?
No, John.
I apologize. I just popped something on the chat. We're talking about developing a GNSO agreed approach.
I think a perspective or agreed approach, agreed perspective, is of what we should, what we will try to bring to, bring to the discussion of a contribution that is GNSO. And, the platform from where we are starting is the working group charter that we already have in place. Your working group organization, I mean GNSO working group organization. Do you think that the fact that they deal with policy matters impede in some way its applicability to this platform, to the other, to cross community working groups? John,
you say it again, Jamie. I apologize. I'm a little bit further away from you tonight. I'm in Canada, so. I said, I'm not sure I understood your point.
I mean, when you say the word platform, that we will try to bring a platform, I think we already have this platform in place that are the papers on working groups, GNSO working groups, and the way they will function and that. We have already been very much in place.
Right. But the one thing we don't have, Jamie, is a way to sensibly integrate the work of some organizations that are constructed to offer advice and organizations that are constructed to offer policy. And so there are, so that when you enter the cross-constituency, cross-community working group arena, there are multiple platforms. So what we're talking about is what is a common base from which we can then customize a cross-community working group. So I agree there is the GNSO working group platform, but I'm not sure that taking that as it is the best first step in what I view as a far more political process than I would wish of convincing people that we should all play better together. I do think that there's a fair bit of politics that this subject has gotten caught up in.
Understood. Wendy, you've got your hand up.
I withdraw my suggestion for an amendment. I think we had something that we were all agreed upon. Well, why don't we just leave it as is?
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. It's very pragmatic, and ultimately, if we've got a slim chance of getting this through, getting this published as a motion, and perhaps we can revisit this if not. But the question is, how do we tweak this at all now? And I appreciate why you're willing to withdraw, and it's good of you to do so. But I guess what I would reach out to yourself, Wendy, Jamie, and John, and just say, look, are there some very minor tweaks we can do, both for the sake of making it clear to Margie, who's going to have to redraft this, and also simply because it's a 13th hour submission at this point that may or may not even get on the table. So
I guess I would say, why don't we try now with what we have, and we can revisit it if we don't find procedurally that we can make the motion at this time.
Yeah, I could live with that, although I would also be equally happy to certainly exchange development in a group perspective if that on the objectives and goals. We don't deal with the mission and scope then in changing it, but at least we've gone some way to accommodating your initial suggestion. I don't know how Jamie or John, if you could live with that as a sort of pragmatic small change to make now.
So repeat the small pragmatic change.
Under objectives and goals, John, I'm suggesting we replace the charting team aims to develop a common understanding of cross-SOAC working groups with the drafting team aims to develop a GNSO agreed perspective of cross-SOAC working groups.
I'm definitely good with that.
And that's recorded on the chat. Jamie, can you live with that minor change?
Yeah.
Great. And then we're not doing anything with the mission and scope, which, frankly, having heard you guys, I think could do with a tweak or two. But let's see if we can what we've got at the moment and try and get this out as a motion. And as Wendy very sensibly suggests, if not, we then might do some further minor amendments to the mission and scope as well. Margie, are you able to pick that up from the chat and just simply substitute that?
So you're doing it in the mission and scope section, is that correct?
I know, under the objectives and goals, where we said that the DT aims to develop a common understanding, we're changing that to aims to develop a GNSO agreed perspective.
Oh, okay, sorry, I was in the wrong place. That's fine, I can do that. And that's the only change.
Well, personally, I'd like to say I'd still like to keep as a basis for a common understanding, and I don't know whether that's operative, but I sort of want to make it clear that although we're working on a GNSO perspective, it's really trying to go a little bit further than that and start the process for a common understanding. But if I don't know if others can live with that.
So where would you put it?
My sentence would then read, aims to develop a GNSO agreed perspective as a basis for a common, as a starting point for a
right,
common.
Right, that can serve as.
That can serve as a,
right,
starting
a
point
basis.
All right, let's work with that then.
Well, having said it, I guess I'm going to have to vote for it, eh?
Right, I'm going to write this into the chat so that you can all see it. Are you on the chat, John? You are,
yeah.
Aren't you? So just bear with me 1 minute while I write this in. So a GNSO agreed perspective that can serve as a starting point for one of the Is that what you said, John?
Yes.
Thank you. that. We've lost you, and he doesn't appear to have audio. Hi, so I think that's probably as far as we can go without really making any major revisions. Let's just look at the mission and scope and make sure that that's acceptable. And if so, I suggest we work with that. Well, now I'll just read that through once more and make. I don't know. Has everyone got that in front of them? The mission, the documents in front of you. I think we're all on the Adobe.
Yeah, I have it, Jonathan.
Yes.
So we're saying we'll be responsible for delivering a proposed framework language working with a joint charter by other ICANN, SO, and ACs, along with the GSO, and effectively function and produce meaningful and timely reports. Well, look, it's the thing that's likely to be caused, that's likely to stick in anyone's throats there, is that we are developing a proposed framework. And others might say, well, why aren't you developing it with us? Well, we are, because we're reaching out and making it as inclusive as possible. So I think we are, I think you're right, Jamie. I think we're pretty much done, providing you, Wendy, and John are happy with that. I suggest we go with this, see if we can't squeeze it into the GNSO agenda, as we've said, as a proposed motion for the 6th. And if not, we can further tweak it. But if we are, we'll use the next call then to shape up the Dakar meetings. And by then, we should get some input from Margie as to whether this is going to be Thursday. And I'll probably drop Jeff a note as well to let him know where we've gotten to. Is that a wrap? Or is there something else?
Yeah, Jonathan, I have one more change to request. If you look at the deliverables, it says we're going to deliver a report by Dakar, which was ambitious when we first developed this charter, but I think that's not so likely now.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's a good point. So, in fact, I had changed that on a personal edit I'd made. So that's well spotted, Margie. Thank you. So which section is that?
It's called Deliverable and Timeframes. It's right at the bottom of Section 2, and it says the CCWDT is expected to carry out the activities identified in this charter in order to produce a report to the GNSO Council by the ICANN Dakar meeting.
All right.
So just make that a status report.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be happy to put a status report to the GNSO Council by the ICANN Dakar meeting and a report by the year end?
No, no, we must. Let's just do one step at a time here, Jonathan.
All right.
My view. So, Wendy, what do you think?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm all in favor of running before I can walk, except in this case.
Okay, so I'll change that to status report.
Great. It just seems a little weak, but if that's the view, I'm a little bit of a novice at this game, so I'm happy with either a status report or removing the ICANN Dakar meeting and putting it at the a report to the GNSO by the end of the year. But if you guys think that that's the right thing to do, just put a, it just seems like not a very strong deliverable from the group, but if that's because we're going to do quite a lot of work at the Dakar meeting, and how do we encompass that work without having another charter?
Well, what it says is we're expected to carry out the activities identified in this charter in order to produce Well, okay, so maybe the problem is in order to produce. So we're expected to carry out activities identified in this charter, period. A status report will be offered to the GNSO Council by the time of the ICANN-Dakar meeting. Doesn't this way we allow the definition of status to be as big or small as we like. Keep in mind, the substantive meeting is going to come after the public meeting. So
correct.
Even if we're fabulously successful, we're still not going to be ready to report anything final on that Wednesday.
No. And so, John, you would rather we didn't put in, you think it's sensible to put in, and a final, something like a final report will be delivered to the GNSO by X, or we should keep away from that?
Well, you know, look, if everything breaks right, the status report we offer in the car could be the final report. So the word status just means what it is, not, you know, whether it's preliminary or final. I mean, I realize that we're splitting a bit of a hair here, but, you know, I think it serves everybody's purpose if we do.
Okay, great. I'll take your advice on that. That's great. So, Margie, did you get that? We've got period after charter and then a status report.
Yeah, sorry, I disagree with that because at some point we're going to have a writing, and there's no way we're going to, you know, have a writing in the car. And this section of the charter is intended to talk about the end product, whatever that is. If we don't want to set a time frame, it could be just, you know, a final, you know, a report to be published after Dakar, and you don't have to put a specific, you know, end date. But I think rather than having to think about, you know, doing amendments to the charter later on, I think we should anticipate that there will be at least one written report.
All right. When is the next community meeting after Dakar? Is that Toronto or Costa Rica or what?
It's at Costa Rica in March, I believe.
John, I like I'm someone who loves to put a stake in the sand. I've already been bitten once in this particular project, so I would like to go with Margie's suggestion and say that we will say a final report will be delivered after Dakar, or keep it without a specific, keep a deliverable in there, but not a date.
Well, realistically, is it 60 days after Dakar? 30? 90?
We could say by the time of the next public meeting.
Well, now, the Dakar is the end of October, and the next public meeting is November, December, January, February, March, 5 months later. That's a long way
off. Yeah, which is why I originally thought of it before the end of 2011 was my original. I thought that was a reasonable time frame to give us.
Oh, I can live with that.
Any objections?
No.
Hearing, we'll go for that.
Oh, Jonathan, can you repeat that? I missed that. What did you guys agree on?
So, Marky, the deliverable time frames now reads the DT is expected to carry out activities identified in this charter. Full stop. A status report will be. A status report to the GNSO Council at the ICANN-Dakar meeting. A final report will be prepared by the end of calendar year 2011.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Or a final report to the GNSO Council by the end of 2011. Whatever, you know, wording covers that intent, but the intent is status report to Dakar meeting and final report by end of calendar year.
Okay.
Great, everyone. Thanks very much for your time. Bye, Jamie. And thanks again. I know this is going a little slow, but I feel we've just got some incremental progress, and if we can possibly slip this charter in to the meeting and get it voted on, that would be a little further notch and give us a good platform to work in Dakar from.
All right, Jonathan, thank you for pushing forward on this.
Yeah, I appreciate your input as well, John. Okay, thanks to the staff as
Wendy,
well.
Wendy, talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, Margie.
Bye-bye. Bye.